And
I just finished that episode.
wow,
The
you've been burning.
introduction.
The
Huh?
music, like with the guy singing, or no, the commercial. I was thinking of
Yeah.
the other episode where the guys were singing about
About
Heisenberg.
Heisenberg and the mix. Yeah,
Yeah.
those were the two episode most recent episodes I just saw today.
Damn, you caught up with me.
Part of the episode today, he actually mentioned his real last name being interviewing Mr. Mayhew.
Yeah. Just insane.
So that was kind of cool that it was, they had actually threw in his real last name.
Yeah, I had to stick with
What you talking
Saul
Breaking Bad. I
Rosenberg.
watched the Better Call Saul episode today. First introduction to Saul. And that he mentioned McGill being his real last name.
Yep, Jimmy McGill. What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Doom Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I am not drunk. It's going to be hard to get drunk after this season. Or it's going to be easy. I don't know. Call me. Tell me. And just as quickly as 2016 gave way to 2017, the Saints season ended about as well as Mariah Carey's performance on New Year's Eve. No playoffs to carry us through to Mardi Gras. Nothing except draft talk, second guessing, finger pointing, and speculation of what's to happen with Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis, Tom Benson, and now maybe even Drew Brees? This season seems a lot of the same, but also seems that something's a little bit worse. I got a feeling that this offseason's going to be a little more entertaining for Saints fans than the last few have been, and maybe not in a good way. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'll go with the two, not quite the high number that I planned.
I was gonna say, I thought you planned you had promised a high number. What
I did.
happened?
I'm still currently drinking, but I got a late start. A lot of house stuff going on right now. But I'll be
Well,
here in the off season.
all right. Well, Damon, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
I'm pissed off, Jeff. I'm kind of happy the season's over, though.
He's pissed off and happy at the same time.
Man,
Well,
I'm kind of happy the season's over.
I could see that because,
Let's move on.
geez, and Pete's, this seemed like a torturous season. What did we
Anything
set
the
out
last
looking
three?
for?
I don't know. The season had it had its moments. It was frustrating, to be sure, with all the near losses. The losses that.
Now, Near's doing fine in Pick'ems.
Oh, he's doing great. Better than
Yep.
me.
There's no, not many near losses.
Yeah, but look, that's kind of the NFL now. I mean, are we going to talk about the game? I don't think there's a fucking need to. But
I
if
mean,
you
you know,
want to, if you want to talk about the game, let's do that first.
I'll say this: I can't like. I actually, when the game was, it was 2 o'clock or something, I was like, man, I'm kind of excited for this game. The first game in 3 weeks, I've actually kind of been looking forward to. Last game in the Georgia Dome, really thought it was going to be a close game, and we can go and pull it out and just fuck the Falcons.
That's what she said.
And I allowed myself, like the last day to wear a jersey for another year.
I'm done wearing
So
jerseys.
I was actually excited for the game, and then the game started. Just new.
Well, five touchdowns on five consecutive drives kind of does that to you.
And on like three plays, like it's just.
So all
It gives
right,
me the
so.
feeling that the Saints had no intention of trying to win, of really winning this game. Like
No. That's not what it is. Atlanta's offense is just really damn good. And when
So
you're going up
what
against
happened in the
cornerback
second
number
half?
seven, right?
No, that's true.
Cornerback 7, 8, 9.
That is true.
I
I
guess.
mean,
I know.
Atlanta's playing flat, and you know what? As much as
They
we
just
hate
fell
them,
flat the first half.
they just kicked our ass. We weren't flat; they
It.
kicked our ass. They're better.
I don't
Oh
want to
no.
admit that.
Well, but what happened in the second half? Did they stop?
Maybe they started coasting.
Dennis Allen is a phenomenal halftime adjustment.
Well,
We do tend to do that as well.
if you heard what Bird said, I'm sure y'all are.
Oh, have you not heard? I was under the impression that everyone had heard. What did he say?
He said it felt like in the beginning that the Falcons knew what they were doing, and they switched from a zone to a man from the first half to the second half.
Okay.
That was their adjustment. That was their adjustment,
Well, there you go. Why didn't they do it in the second quarter then?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Why wait? Well, maybe it's not as easy. I don't know. I don't know enough to.
Well, it's not the worst thing that they lost.
No.
It was frustrating that it was the Falcons, and I talked myself into the fact that I thought the Saints were going to compete and probably beat them. But at the end of the day, you know, instead of winning and picking 16th, 17th, 18th, whatever it was, yeah, we got the 11th pick.
Yeah, I'm not upset about that.
I mean, look, Atlanta will still blow it at some point in the playoffs.
Oh, I'm not worried about them winning the Super Bowl. Fuck them.
For a second, I was worried about Matt Ryan getting 5,000 yards. I did not want that.
Yeah.
So thank God he fell short of that number.
Yeah, he didn't. But Breeze did.
As is, of course, the tradition.
Breeze got his 5K.
Yeah, and, it's fine. I wanted him to get that. You know, we got Michael Thomas got his 1,000 yards. Mark Ingram got his 1,000 yards. Breeze got his 5,000 yards. At this point, I mean, why not? I'm all for it. I got no qualms about getting all that.
All right. That's all we're going to do for Game Recap, you're right. I mean, we have all off-season to talk about what happened this season as well. We have a few other little urgent maybe things or more current things to definitely discuss that popped out in the last 48 hours. And then some of the fallout from the game, which I guess we could talk about that as we go into headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
And so the main headline, still, I hate to do this clickbait conversation, but the whole Sean Payton thing, the internet's getting louder about it, and I still don't know whether or not I want to believe anything. I really don't think I believe it, but how can it get this loud if there's nothing about Sean Payton in LA? Or
people hear the rumors of people get panicky and stupid.
But there's media, there's no chance jumping on it.
Because
hold on. I mean, what about if there's smoke, there's fire?
That happened last year and the year before, and there's never been any fire.
And nothing happened.
Well, but sooner or later, you know.
The only thing I could say of and why I don't believe it happened is because it doesn't make sense for him to leave right now.
Well, not if only look that, but the Rams have scheduled all these interviews with all these other guys and nothing Payton yet.
The Rams don't have compensation to give us. You can't trade players.
Right.
They don't have their first round pick. They don't have picks.
They don't have a first or third this year.
Right. And it's like what you said last year, Damon, about some other deal perhaps where they were saying so-and-so has expressed, the Rams expressed interest in Sean Payton. Well, no shit, they expressed interest in him. It doesn't mean that he has interest or that he's going there. Sure, they're interested. Everybody who's looking for a coach could have interest in Sean Payton right now. It doesn't mean anything if he's not on the other side saying, I'm interested in you.
No doubt. I mean, but that's the good thing, I'm going to call it good, that I did see, like Jason said earlier, where the national media was picking it up. Now, they were all quoting an article by Larry Holder today. I don't know. Does he know anyone in the organization? I mean,
I'm sure he probably has somebody inside,
you know, but it's his beat.
And they, you know, they said, oh, well, Mickey Loomis would be open, you know, for a trade. And I just don't, like you said, I don't see why. I mean, next year, everything's in place for us to make a run next year. All right, we finally are going into an off season with fucking money. I can't tell you the last time we've done that. We're not, you know, we're not stretching for the salary cap. We have the 11th pick, and for as bad as this year was, I mean, they did show some signs. So I don't know, you know, Sean Payton leaving now would seem to be, and especially go to the Rams, because they have shown nothing. They say, oh, well, he get to work with Jared Goff. So, I don't think Jared Goff has shown anything to make us believe he's going to be the next Drew Brees. I mean,
first overall pick, motherfucker couldn't even start to begin the season.
Right.
Get out of here with that.
Oh, with Blaine Gabbert? He couldn't unseat Blaine Gabbert?
No, it's Case Keenum.
Case Keenum, yeah.
But again, and that's my whole point, like, the news comes out and everybody's panicking, everybody's going nuts. I'm like, people just turn to idiots. Just look at it from a rational point. Just stop and think for a second. That's what I want to tell everybody. Stop and think for a second.
Extension last year.
You know, this is already, forget the extension. That doesn't matter. He's already been through year two of the rebuild, okay? He's already been through that. If he was going to leave, he'd have left before the rebuild, okay? He's already been through that.
The job he wanted wasn't open.
You get another draft. You still have one more year of a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's not going to get that anywhere else.
But maybe the job he wants is open now.
Okay, what job is that? I mean, does he really want the Rams?
Maybe he does. I don't know.
The 49ers are a dumpster. That can't be desirable. You got the Chargers, who they're going to be moving to L.A. But, I mean, Rivers is aging. I mean, how long are you going to have that for? I just think everything, you know, if he wants to leave, if they go 7-9 next year and he wants to leave, I get it.
What's his name? For Philip Rivers, that would be poetic.
But I mean, even if Philip Rivers has a
5,000-yard season.
even if next year they suck again and he decides to leave, even if the job's not open, he can sit out a year and then come back. Wait for the job to open that he wants. It's the same shit as last year.
Maybe that's what he's been doing here. Waiting until the job he wants opens. I don't know the man. Why would Nick Saban go from LSU to Miami?
He wanted a challenge.
How'd that work out for him?
So, yeah, he went back. He realized, holy shit, I made a mistake. You know, there's not going to be another better, at least not in 2017. Maybe beyond, there'll be a better situation. But for 2017, his best situation is right here.
Why do people think he'd be intrigued by the Rams opening? Like, you've just listed out all the reasons why not. Like, what are they thinking is appealing about that job, other than the fact that it's in Los Angeles?
His daughter goes to school there.
So. Oh, and now you made that point very clear last week, Damon.
And he loves his daughter more than he loves his son. No,
yep.
He hates his son.
I mean,
Sean Payton hates his son.
His daughter's hotter.
Actually, they showed a picture if you going to of Sean Payton's son. My God, he looks just like Sean Payton. I think the kid must be getting ready to graduate high school. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe, you know, he'll be that kid has to be 17, 18. Maybe he's planning on going to California next year also.
What aggravates me is that the media creates this distraction for, or maybe it's more for us, and Sean Payton and Mickey Newman are laughing their asses off behind closed doors saying, this is so stupid. And there is nothing, no distraction.
They're like, oh, well, maybe we don't want to keep Peyton around. We're willing to take something for him. Look at Benson's reaction after the win last week. Went into the fucking press conference and said, great coach. He doesn't want Peyton going anywhere.
Well, hold on. Now you brought up Mr. Benson. Remember Randy Mueller?
Yeah.
Remember Randy Mueller getting executive of the year? Yeah. Building that team Hazlitt's first year that won our first playoff game? And we loved Mueller.
Yeah, who let the dogs out? I remember
Jason's favorite quarterback of all time.
First one to win a playoff game.
Your favorite quarterback. Hey, look, I don't, that's your favorite quarterback.
Yep, my favorite.
And what happened to, and all of a sudden, one day we're all Randy Mueller, Randy, and then the next day he's fired. And why was that?
I don't know.
No trust?
What?
Had to be no trust, right? For some reason, he didn't.
Well,
trust
right. Him. I mean, y'all don't remember the story. No. He went and at an owners meeting, he met with Atlanta and spoke to them about their GM job, and that really pissed Tom Benson off. And Tom Benson literally fired him the next week, or days after hearing about it. Tom Benson rewards loyalty so much that means so much to him, and with all these. Now, again,
about Sean Payton seriously considering the whole last idea, year, trust it's got to be bullshit.
I don't know if that's bullshit or not, but trust me, if Mr. Benson keeps hearing that, it's definitely going to, I think it'll sour Sean Payton in his eyes to him. And one of the look, I tell you, Mickey Loomis isn't going anywhere as long as Mr. Benson's alive.
No, Mickey's definitely not.
Not going anywhere. Tom Benson was quoted several years ago saying, what's the best thing you've done with blah blah.
No, he said coach.
Promoting Mickey Loomis to the
Here's the thing that I wish somebody would just tell the Lock and Fora and Rappaport and all those dick suckers. No coach would leave the best quarterback in the league, arguably the best in the league, or one of the best in the history of the game. No coach would leave that situation.
But he's getting old, and they
still wouldn't leave it. Like y'all said,
they had Jared Goff.
It's not like Breeze is still throwing for 5,000 yards or anything,
right?
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
They got Jared Goff.
All right, so we've wasted enough time. So on the record, I'm bold prediction, sure to go right. Sean Payton will be the New Orleans Saints coach next year. Everything else is just smoke and mirrors.
I mean, he did come out today and
it's silly. Statement. It's silly for all that talk. It's silly. That's his word he likes to use. It's silly. That's silly talk.
It's silly. Okay, let's move in. We got a few more headlines, but we'll do them in the form of NFL reach around. Where we talk about the coaching carousel. Quick little thing.
Is that what we're just doing?
Yeah, that's why it's a good segue. We're talking about the Saints coaching carousel. Now we're talking about the NFL.
Which doesn't even exist. I mean, you were talking about it anyway.
All right, so Kubiak, is it final? Is he retiring?
Yeah.
He retired?
Yeah,
to hell. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, kind of saw that coming.
And he got a Super Bowl.
Sure he did. How about the 49ers firing Chip Kelly? So does Chip Kelly coach in the NFL again? Certainly not as a head coach.
I can't. I can't imagine. Just go back to college.
As soon as Sean Payton goes to L.A., we're going to get Chip Kelly,
and that would be literally the worst thing. That was the thing that
they said was if Sean Payton leaves, the Saints would hire Coach Doug Marrone to come back.
That would be a disaster too.
This is the stuff that's coming out.
Marrone did not have a terrible tenure at Buffalo.
Payton.
Well, I think he went better than 7-9 in Buffalo.
Probably went 7-9 in Buffalo.
All right, so the 49ers claiming that they were supposed that Chip Kelly wanted to draft Dak Prescott, but was it the GM decided not to? So Chip Kelly gets fired?
I mean, they can say that, whether it's true or not. Chip Kelly got fired because he's been a shitty coach. I mean, he jettisoned all that talent in Philadelphia. They won the first year, he jettisoned all the talent, and then they sucked. Goes to San Francisco, and then they suck. Now, it's interesting with San Francisco. It's back-to-back years. They fired a coach after
right?
1 year.
Is that crazy?
Because, you know what? It's nice to say, fucks the 49ers.
But is that the thing about the NFL now? Like, you used to give a coach 3 years, at least, to do something. Now, is it really a one-year turnaround expectation?
It's not a one-year turnaround, but that shows you how bad Chip Kelly is as an NFL guy.
Yeah, oh, look.
Right? I mean, they did only win 2 games.
When he was in Oregon and everybody warned him, I said that gimmicky fucking offense of his does not work in the NFL. I never liked him. It might work in college, and I always thought Oregon was overrated in college, in my opinion.
But it worked for a little bit at the beginning of his tenure in Philly. I mean, you remember after the first game they had where they destroyed somebody and all the media was just completely gushing over him.
Yeah,
they ran that, yeah.
Right, he won a game.
The media gushed over a guy that they... Yeah.
Do you remember who they? Do you remember even who beat or?
No, I don't remember who they beat. But it was just it was the fast paced offense. They ran however many plays and scored a gajillion points, and it was this is the new hot shit for the NFL.
As much as Tony Romo was the blessed son that was going to lead America's team to the next 3 Super Bowls. Remember that? Remember when Tony Romo was?
And by the way, Doug Marrone went 6-10 and 9-7 in Buffalo.
All right, not terrible.
Even still, like to believe that the Saints Sean Payton facade that the media is creating, they even had a replacement coach for him already in their narrative.
Right, and why isn't it Pete Carmichael?
Right,
you know.
I don't know. Maybe he's just an offensive coordinator.
Also, with Sean Payton before he was a head coach.
I know, but some guys just have it and some don't, you know. Chip Kelly.
Maybe he's the new North Turner.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of offensive coordinators, your boy in New England, Josh McDaniel, they do. Again, I don't know whether to believe anything or not anymore, but they do say that he's going to interview for.
He's interviewing for like 4 or 5 jobs. I mean, he's definitely going to get a job somewhere.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
He's probably got to be the leading candidate as far as any team would be concerned.
You think so, but then and he was young. I think he was 32, 33, you know, but his tenure in Denver was
bad.
Really bad.
He did draft Tim Tebow in the first round.
Right.
He fell for Tebow mania.
Yeah. So I don't, you know.
Although he also won a playoff game with Tim Tebow.
Ugh. Yeah, he does some shit. But,
yeah, he's definitely the number one.
Yeah, you know who else won a playoff game? Aaron Brooks.
You got like Schottenheimer, you know, OC with the Falcons. He's probably going to get a job somewhere. New England's defense.
Actually, I hope that does. I do hope the Falcons get dismantled.
You do hope you're pulling for Schottenheimer to get a
coaching job. Yeah,
I am. Yeah,
if he's why their offense is so good, take him away.
I agree. Oh, you know our old boy Mike Smith is getting some interviews for head coaching job.
Socks and sandals.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I know Jacksonville was interviewing.
Oh my God! Of course they would.
Fit right in.
So yeah. So who's looking for a coach? The 49ers, Chargers, Denver, Jacksonville,
the Rams.
So five teams. Yeah.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right. I forgot about Buffalo. Everyone forgets about Buffalo. All right, let's move in to look at him tweets. Okay, so I will just say the one tweet we'll talk about comes from Gene Higginbottom. And he was quoted Mike Nabors saying, Breeze is in our Cox TV one-on-one, and quoting Breeze saying, not sure how much longer I can do this. Tired of saying next year, next year. And so Gene tweeted to us that saying, what do you guys take from Mr. Annoyingly Optimistic's comment? Just venting or finally facing reality?
I think he's just venting and frustrated. Dude just threw for 5,000 yards and nobody's talking about it because we went 7-9 again.
Right. And no Pro Bowl. Yeah, so I think he's definitely frustrated.
But what is it? Do you read too much into not sure how much longer I can do that?
He did come out and say today that this offseason will not be like last offseason where he's looking for a multi-year deal, that he plans on just playing out this contract.
Well, I mean, what else was he going to say there? Of course he's playing out next year, and that's it. What else was he going to say?
I think the whole, I'm not sure how much longer I can do this, is at the beginning of contract negotiations, actually. No, Breeze, we want you. We want to keep you. We'll pay you more.
Well, I mean, look, we've obviously talked about it. They're set up to make another big run. I mean, a final run. If they don't make the playoffs, then it's the final run. If they make the playoffs in advance, then it could be the start of another, you know, 2-3 year window if they can get to the playoffs and make a move. But if it's 7-9, 8-8 again, I mean, yeah, that's it. Peyton's gone, Breeze is out. I don't blame him. I mean, it's amazing what the Saints have wasted with Drew Brees these last few years. Absolutely amazing what we've been blessed with and we've squandered away.
But it's pure defense,
right? Yeah.
It is pure
I know Holder did a column, and our friend Jimmy Ordino gave him the info. He emailed me that day and said he's going to send it over there, but mentioned the rankings for defenses, points per play, like points allowed per play run for our defense. And Jimmy did all the work. Jimmy went to the website or whatever. When the Saints are in the bottom bottom quarter of the league, which we've been often, we haven't had a winning record. And he compared that to the years that the Saints have had winning records. We just haven't been in the bottom quarter of the league in terms of points allowed per play for defense. And then he compared it to all the teams that make the Super Bowl, and they're all in the top 10 with a couple of outliers. But it just goes to show what Breeze has been saddled with his career here. I mean, we have truly wasted greatness with our shit defense.
And that's why I feel I kind of agree with Breeze's been, if he feels it's about time he feels disgusted. Not sure how much longer I can do this. Really, you should have said this last year. But then again, I thought the whole tone and attitude in the building was that reminiscent of what it was in 07 and 08 whenever they were building something special and they feel like they're getting there. And that's why they feel optimistic about next year. But then he comes out and makes a comment like this, when 2 years ago he also said that he could play until he was 45.
Right, but this was
now
in the heat of the
so
moment.
Much longer.
I mean, we had just gotten our asses whipped by Atlanta. I don't understand if he's frustrated.
Whooped, really. We only lost by 6 points.
Yep, come on. We were whooped.
Like Damon said, if the game was another 20 extra minutes, the Saints have double-digit wins this year.
The Saints did cover the spread at the end. I mean, look, you just threw for 5,000 yards for the fifth time in history, and you're a fucking afterthought because the rest of your team, bleh.
Yeah. Well,
that'd be frustrated,
I could
too.
See him being frustrated for that purpose, too.
And that's
part
of
it. He is driven by accolades and awards and titles and records.
But look, he's going to be, like, he'll be extra motivated. You know, look, this is a good thing going into next year. Fuck, it's a Drew Brees contract year.
Yeah, but you know what?
You know you're going to get the best of him next year.
But I guarantee you, I could go, I wish Jimmy would go and pull up all of the quotes that we do get from Brees, Peyton, the organization, and everything. It's the same recycled shit every year. It's the same song. Oh, this year is going to be different. I'm not going to be riddled with contract negotiations. That's what he said the year after his last contract was settled. And how do we do then? Win a Super Bowl? No. When was the last contract settled? What was that?
There are some nice parallels with this year in 08 and going into, you know, 09 of this year. We get to play the AFC East, and we have the same teams at home and on the road. And we also, well, we didn't go 8-8, but Brees threw for 5,000 yards. We get to play the Patriots at home next year.
Well, then let's get Greg Williams in the building and do this.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
What would you do if they hired Greg Williams?
Well, kind of be optimistic.
Just to fire him, as Damon.
Yeah, we'd hire him just to fire him.
All right. Oh, yep. And what about Marvin Lewis? Is Cincinnati looking for a...
No, he said he's coming back. Okay. Initially said he's going to retire, but then he said he's coming back.
Okay.
Yeah, then he realized that he can't retire and make that kind of money anywhere else, he feels. Yeah. I can. If you're not going to let me go out there, I'll keep doing this.
Right. Okay, anything left y'all got to talk about with the NFL, Drew Brees, Sean Payton before we get into Pickhams?
Sean Payton and Drew Brees will both be back next year, and the Saints are going to make a run into the playoffs. That's what I'm predicting, right?
All right. Well, then let's do Pick'ems. It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
It's all about the game, and how you play it, all about control, and if you can take it, all about your debt, and if you can pay it, it's all about pay, and who's gonna make it?
All right. Damon won the week, going 3-2. Jeff, you and I both went 2-3. I mean, we failed miserably on Miami and Washington. I mean, Washington just came out throughout a dud. That was amazing.
We all lost that one, right?
Yeah, we all lost that one. We all lost Miami. New England killed Miami. Should have known better.
Deep.
What were the other big? Did we have Denver and Oakland?
Yeah, Denver and Oakland. I lost, but it was only 1.5. I lost that. You guys both had Denver.
What were the other big spread? There was another big.
Spread. LA and Arizona was 6, but Arizona killed them. That's all we had. We had a 9.5, an 8, and a 6. We all lost the 8 and the 9.5, and we won the 6.
And who was the 8?
That was Washington and the Giants. You begged me to take the Giants last week, and I didn't do it. Fucking stupid. So heading into the wild card weekend, Damon, you and I are tied, and Jeff is a game back.
Yeah, and so Nier is still number 1 in the expanded league, followed by
Number 1
Islander, Doug, Preston Allen, Saints Fan UK, Dad the Twins, Jason, Jimbo Rance, Wheels, Neil, Glenn Fitz, Emmanuel, Jeff, Hoodat Nutsack, Damon, Hungry Hoodat, Alex Barbie, and Ed Hunt.
All right, well, on to the wild card weekend where we have a bunch of shitty quarterbacks. First game, the Oakland Raiders at the Houston Texans. Oakland losing their bye last week, getting stomped by Denver. McGlone was the QB. Did he get hurt in the game?
Yes, he did.
Connor Cook, I believe, came into the game, correct?
Yes, he did.
Young quarterback from Michigan State. They also, I think they signed another quarterback this week, so who knows. At the Houston Texans, who were going with Tom Savage, but then he got injured in the game in Week 17, and they brought in Osweiler. So I don't know who's going to be starting for Houston. But Houston, this game is in Houston, and the Texans are favored by 3.5.
I'm taking Houston. Defense I'm taking with Houston. No quarterback. Houston's defense against no quarterback.
Yeah, the Oakland last week. And now that it was a division game, but Oakland, I mean, I feel bad for them.
I feel bad for them because they were the best team in the AFC all year. I mean, besides New England. But
right. I mean, losing, you don't lose a – Carr was playing very good, very, very well. He was playing very well. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Texans.
Wasted a 12-4 record. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I don't feel bad for Oakland. They're not the Saints, so fuck them. I'm going to go with Houston.
All right,
our next game, Saturday night. Detroit Lions at Seattle Seahawks. Detroit coming off that loss against Green Bay this past week to lose the division at Seattle. Matt Stafford still dealing with a hand injury. They really haven't been the same since he injured his hand. This game is in Seattle. Seahawks favored by 8.
Oh, that's a lot. Oh, I was ready to take Seattle.
Detroit, you know what? I'll go first. I'm still going to take Seattle because it's at home. It's at night. I just think this is one of those games where at some point it just starts to go downhill for Detroit. Seattle just fucking explodes.
Yeah. It's been going downhill for Detroit the last couple of games. I'm going to take Seattle also.
Did y'all, there was a meme on NFL Memes Twitter account. It was Calvin Johnson saying, "I retire and y'all make the playoffs." But don't worry, Calvin. Seattle's going to knock them out quick.
Although Detroit still has not hosted a playoff game since the early 90s.
Well,
they've been to the playoffs.
And they won't be hosting one this year.
Right. Last time Detroit went to the playoffs was when?
Against us, wasn't it?
That's right.
No. Oh, that's it? Wow. They didn't make it like a year or two ago?
I don't know. I don't care. Keep going.
Okay. Jeff, you picked Seattle, correct?
Yes.
All right, our next game. The early game on Sunday, Miami Dolphins at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Miami coming off that big loss against New England. Pittsburgh coming off an overtime win against Cleveland, although they didn't play a lot of their starters. Seems like Pittsburgh is the team that could knock off New England. That's kind of what everybody's pointing to. This game's in Pittsburgh, and they're favored by... I give it a 10! 10 fucking 10!
Oh, my God.
10 points they're favored by. I mean, I think they'll win the game, but...
10 points? I mean, they're not the Patriots. Ah, fuck it. I'll take Pittsburgh.
By 10. Shit.
I wish Miami would have played closer to New England last week.
Why?
Because they got destroyed. I'd feel a little better about taking Miami in the right. points.
Miami can right. be destroyed. I mean, was Miami caught looking ahead?
No.
They're just smarter. All right, I'm going to take some... Be different, I'm going to take Miami.
That's what I was going to do, but 10 points... You know what?
Right.
Pittsburgh's hot right now. I'm taking Miami, too. Pittsburgh is on fire right now.
Wait, I don't know. Hold on. Stop.
What does that mean?
Walk us through your thinking here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I meant to say Pittsburgh.
Mark, watch this. Walk us through your thinking here. Cause we
the thinking was right. Pittsburgh it came out of my so mouth hot. Wrong.
So what are you?
Pittsburgh is so high that I'm taking Pittsburgh that they will cover.
All
right. It just came out wrong. That's all.
Yeah,
you mind? Like, it's never happened to either one of you.
All right, our next game. I guess this will probably be the best game of the weekend. The New York Giants at the Green Bay Packers. The Giants beating Washington, even though they really didn't rest of their starters, really didn't care. They were locked in. Green Bay, of course, won last week against Detroit. Everybody is on the Aaron Rodgers MVP hype train. Now, they have been playing really well lately, but game is in Green Bay. Packers are favored by 4.5.
What happened to the Giants?
They do what they always do. They sneak up on people. They're good. They loaded up on defense in the offseason. You know, free agency, they hit the defense.
It's a well-run organization, isn't it?
They're competent. Even when Eli throws his, you know, his stink, has his stink job games, they still come back and find ways to win. I'll go first. Give me the Giants, man.
Fuck. That's where I was going to. I'll take the 4.5. I just, the Giants are too good of a team. I don't see them being beaten by a touchdown.
All right. You know what? I'm going to take Green Bay just because why not?
Everybody's going to be sucking off Green Bay this week.
Well, I sure hope they cover. All right, and that's it. No shitty game this week, huh?
Playoffs, baby. No shitty games. That's it.
All Saints are not playing. All right. No Saints preview either. So what I thought it might be a good time, since we have a little extra time, is to check in on our bold predictions that were sure to go wrong. Remember at the beginning of the year when we decided to make some bold predictions. So you're going to have some fact checks maybe to make too. But the first one came from me saying Breeze will throw for 5,000 yards. Hey, how's that?
Ding, 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 ding.
We got one. All right. Next one came in from Jason saying the Saints will finish 15th or better in total defense. Bum, 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 bum.
I don't think we were 15th.
Oh.
We were probably like 25th, 26th.
Wah, wah. Okay, then Damon came in with Mark Ingram breaks 1,000 yards.
Hey, that happened.
Yeah.
Did it really?
I do like the fact, yeah. I mean, towards the end of the game, we were clearly going to feed him the ball for him to get that, and he actually got it on like a 30-something yard run.
That's insane for the Sean Payton offense having a 1,000-yard rusher.
Dude, we had a 5,000-yard passer, a 1,000-yard rusher, 2,000-yard receivers, and we went 7-9.
You know why? Because we had 3 block kicks. That's that.
You take those, you know, you take those block kicks off, we are 10-6. You know that, don't you?
Just like that.
But, and what I was trying to say earlier, that's the NFL.
Not that, you know, many block kicks.
Seattle, well, no, not necessarily a block kick, but Seattle can say, well, we should have beat New Orleans, you know.
Everybody should have, could have, right.
You know, one play here and we would have beaten that team. One play, you know. That's just the NFL nowadays.
That's the way the game goes, right? So and maybe right. I need to remember that for sure whenever we start complaining or talking about even Sean Payton and Drew Brees and their attitude and all that. That bullshit. They know this. They know how close they were to 10-6.
Right.
I mean, we're splitting hairs here. That they're not a bad team. 7-9 is their record, but
well, but they were just as close to 10-6 as they were to 5-11.
Okay, that's true.
Okay, you know, Seattle, like they could
but,
say,
but,
oh,
but,
we would
but
win.
They're not
San Diego.
Team.
No, I don't believe so.
That's San Francisco. No, the dysfunctional. Chargers, dysfunctional.
Right.
Jacksonville, dysfunctional. Rams, dysfunctional.
Right.
Buffalo, good. Dysfunctional. Saints, not. And that's why our coach is staying put.
We're not that far away
from being dysfunctional.
Right there. And being a winning team. You could go either way. You never know with this organization.
Right. All right, next bold prediction came from me. Marcus Murphy will not fumble. He did fumble in the few times that he touched the ball. I think it was the first time he touched it.
Yeah. He got in the doghouse. We finally brought him back, and he fumbled that first game.
All right, then Jason says Adebali will get double-digit sacks.
You were...
Then Damon says our defense will get 12 interceptions.
Did we have one?
Yeah,
we didn't have 12 interceptions. But we had a lot of fumble recoveries. I think we were in the top half in takeaways. We were up there. I heard they were giving the stat before the game on Sunday on the radio. We have a lot of takeaways, but we just had too many giveaways. We had double-digit fumble recoveries this year.
We had 9 interceptions and 12 fumble recoveries.
Okay.
For a total of
21. 21 takeaways. It's
yeah.
That's better than what we've been doing.
It's about 17th.
Okay. Hey, baby steps.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
All right. Michael Thomas finishes with 700 yards.
Oh, he killed that.
And that was Jeff. That's two for me. One for Damon, 0 for Jason. All right, Jason, Saints get at least 3 kick/punt return touchdowns. Saints, you should have said Saints will give at least 3 kick/punt extra point block touchdowns.
I don't know what the fuck I got. I'm going to go 0-for in my prediction.
Well, I heard a stat today. I think the Saints scored or did not score any non-offensive touchdowns this year.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Did you just say mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped like in a bottle.
That sounds about right. Yeah, again, that's just...
So the next bold prediction, sure to go wrong. Damon, you said the Saints defensive backs will not lead the league in pass interference. I think that might be right, huh?
I think that might be right.
We did not lead the league in pass interference. I'm gonna say we didn't. All right, you also said that one Saints offensive lineman will make the Pro Bowl.
Oh, that was wrong.
Well, they were sure to go wrong.
No Saints made the Pro Bowl in period. Any
Oh, then I said Saints will make it to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
They buy tickets. Count. Damon, then you said the Saints will win the NFC South. Came close.
No, came in third.
And then you said that Damon will not blow up on Jason this season. And I think that happened.
Yes.
Did that happen?
Fuck, he blew up on me in the parking lot after the cheese game.
Oh, that's right.
But that wasn't
in
on air.
In person.
Right. It wasn't on air, but it was fucking in person.
Well, that doesn't count.
Has to be on the show.
I was talking. Yes.
Well, don't worry. It happened on the show.
I'm sure it did.
Fuck, it happened last week.
One.
How did it happen last week? I don't remember that.
I didn't blow up on you last week.
Maybe not blow up. But
oh, when you're saying make your point, what's your point? Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Final thoughts, Jason.
Look, the Saints are going to make a run in 17 with Peyton and Breeze. If they lose, then they're going to be gone and the era is over. But if they win, no reason why they won't stick around for another couple years. So people need to settle the fuck down. Peyton ain't going anywhere. You know, next year it's going to be fun. We got the draft. We got free agency. They're definitely going to load up and to try to make a big time run next year. So,
okay,
let's look. Hopefully, it's not the last hurrah of this era, because I'm not ready to see it over yet.
Well, if the last 3 years are this era, then I am ready to see the last hurrah.
Well, right, in that sense, yeah. But I will never be ready to see Breeze. You know, like if we go 7-9 and he goes to play for somebody else, it's going to be a really, really sad day.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Damon, final thoughts?
The worst part of football has started.
Mock draft.
Yeah.
I think they already multiple started coming side,
out. Huh? Oh my God. Well, yes, Jeff. Did you not hear what I said? I'll repeat it so you can understand it because you were too busy interrupting me. The worst part of the football has started, the mock draft. Yeah, several sites have already done a mock draft, Bleacher Report and something called, CBS came out with theirs.
Something called CBS.
Yeah, well, you know, the dishonest media. Anyway, so just, so anyway, since it's here, CBS has us taking Reuben Foster, linebacker, out of Alabama.
Okay.
Sure, I'd be with it.
You know, and then every mock, for somebody who hates mock drafts, you sure are reporting on them.
I just report on this one.
Okay.
is my point.
But I think between now and then, every mock draft will have us picking every available
single player.
Between,
right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Between now and, I mean, between right. number one and 55 or something.
Right. You know, but 11 is a good pick. I mean, you can definitely get a difference maker and someone who can come right in and, you know, start. So let's hope that we don't
fuck it up.
Not only that, but between now, a lot's going to happen between now and the draft itself.
Free agency. Were you going to fill some holes? You know,
whoever does put out a mock draft right now does.
It's just ignorant, right?
To you know, have their nuts.
Right, because you don't know. Yeah, right. The team's going to fill certain needs of free agency.
Right. Unless number, I don't know. Is there a consensus number one born into the offseason?
There's a defensive end from Texas A&M.
Yeah, Garrett.
Yeah, you know, assuming. Obviously, quarterbacks always seem to shoot up.
Right. And Cleveland has maintained their number one status. Cleveland is on the clock.
And on the cock. So, but yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, all the mock drafts now, once free agency happens, they're all going to change.
Right.
They're all going to change. So it's so dumb to look at one now.
But
not that it's not dumb to look at one and in April from some random schmo sitting in his basement who puts it together.
Well, those are the ones that tickle me, you know. You're on some sort of, you know, fan, you know, or team, you know, forum website, and you have, you know, Tom, the fucking idiot. Here's my mock draft, the first three rounds. Really? You know, what the fuck do you do that you have time to make a mock draft? I mean,
He lives in his mom's basement. Doesn't work.
Why don't you make a mock draft?
I mean, I have no idea. Again, besides Garrett and, you know.
It's easy to make a mock draft. That's the whole thing, Damon. You just take the names, you throw them up on a thing, and you publish it.
You know, Leonard Fournette.
No one has to actually go into it because, like you said last week, there's no accountability.
Kind of like Jason Lacafora's reports. Just throw a dart.
How about we do a new rule? If you do a mock draft and you're incorrect for give a percent that they have to be correct, you can never do a mock draft again.
They'll be incorrect on 85%.
Okay, so if you're incorrect for 50%, then you can never do a mock draft again.
Right. Well, that's the funniest is during the draft, you know, they have
mock drafts.
During the draft, they have Mel Kiper, you know, is sitting on the panel, and like you know, he's done. Literally, Mel Kiper, I bet you he comes out with a mock draft this week. And he'll literally do one or two every week between now and the draft.
That's what he gets paid to do.
In April. But then he sits there and said, yeah, I'll take this guy. You know, I had Foster going to the Saints. But you said that in your 10th one. Right. And you did 15 after that. You know what I mean? You know, he literally covers all
inversion
of his bases.
Inversion 6.7.
Right. He literally covers all of his bases and then doesn't. But he leaves out the part that like we said earlier. I had everyone going to everyone.
He needs to submit his official submission.
Right.
That's the one that he can go on. Yeah.
It's just, but how many people eat it up? Look, they're doing it because people are looking and reading them.
The only thing they're good for is you can learn about some of the players that are around.
Well, okay, and that's true because I'm not I don't think any of us are. I mean, really gung-ho college people. You know, we know LSU and maybe the SEC, but I don't really know what's going on outside of the SEC.
Right, so that's the one thing that they're good for is to help you with that.
Right.
To know who you're getting.
Maybe.
If you get them.
Right, but the Saints are always trading up.
But you know what else gives you good information on that without wasting your time?
The draft?
After the, the draft itself. The real draft.
Right. Right. The real draft. Right.
And you don't have to waste your time getting to know 15 players who will not be on your team. Right.
Exactly. That's the thing I always make. Like, I don't, you know, all these other players are fine and dandy. They're, you know, 98% will not be a Saint, so I don't care about these fuckheads.
Until free agency,
you know,
when they join your
team. Right. When they get drafted by us and they're a Saint, then I care about them.
You don't care about Leonard Fournette, where he goes?
He's an LSU guy, but whatever. Once he gets to the pros,
No,
Look, if he goes to the Panthers, I'm not going to enjoy that. Fuck him.
No, not at all. Wait a second. But speaking of we forgot to mention one thing in the show.
Well, we have Reggie Bush. So we're still in the show.
Oh, Reggie.
Oh, Reggie. Yeah. Reggie, Reggie, Reggie.
Such a sad remember, way to end Reggie's career.
I mean, remember how fun was it in the Dome? Chanting, Reggie, Reggie, Reggie. And he'd, you know, run a kickoff back or a punt or you know, against the Cardinals.
I miss that so much.
I mean, it was so much fun back then. It really was. Really. And Reggie, he didn't live up to the hype. But God, who could have?
Right.
How did it was impossible.
He had -3 yards on the year.
With over 10 carries, he's the first guy to get over 10 carries and negative yardage in the modern era of football.
Right.
Is that because he ran side to side more than it did up and down? He didn't really used been. To do that. That was the one thing that bothered me about him, is he spent a lot of time going side to side.
But eventually he learned not to do that quite as much.
Right.
True.
But, you know, obviously he was, again, you know, the hype that they had him for college. And again, Sean Payton used him a different way. He never got 1,000 yards here, but he was definitely a very valuable part of that Super Bowl run.
Yep.
And then he went to Miami and got 2,000-yard seasons.
Yeah, he was very productive. When
he was, more of a featured back. And he did all right for Detroit.
I'd bring him back.
Didn't he have 1,000-yard season in Detroit?
I want to say maybe one in Miami and one in Detroit. Maybe not two. Okay. Maybe three in a row.
Would you bring him back, sign him for a day so he could retire a Saint?
I would, just because he was part of that like you said, that Sean Payton era, that post-Katrina era. I would love if he would do something like that.
Yeah,
I would
too. Look, he was part of the return, the excitement. Yeah, he had a huge part of that.
Right.
Massive part. I mean, Right. I mean, before we knew Breeze was going to – before anybody knew what Breeze was going to be, I mean, it was Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Reggie's the one that helped us sell out. You know, we sold how many tickets that first weekend?
True that.
Right. No, he was. He was a big, real big part. And look, he only spent, I think, 2 years in Miami, 2 in Detroit, 1 in San Francisco, and 1 in Buffalo. He obviously spent the majority of his career with us.
He'll go in the Saints Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think he deserved it. Like you said, just for the excitement he put in there. And it was always, whenever Reggie got the ball, you really didn't know what was going to happen. It was exciting. And he was a tough guy. He was a tough, remember?
That pop that he took.
Cool. Yeah, well, the first Eagle playoff game. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I thought they killed him.
Right. I thought he was dead. I swear
to you, I can close my eyes and see it in my mind's eye, man. Where I'm at in my seat, and they just pilled him.
I mean,
and that was our first offensive series of the game that they
did.
Holy shit, they killed him. Absolutely. The football player died on the field.
Oh, God, they killed Reggie. I have no idea who tattooed
him. But I guess there was no bounty on his head.
Right. I don't know. I don't remember who tattooed him, but it was the Philadelphia Eagles.
It was probably Brian Dawkins.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because he was still, McNabb was still on the Eagles. Like, Dawkins was still on the Eagles.
During the 2006, remember, we beat the Eagles twice, once in the regular season, once in the playoff. And that was kind of our Are the Saints for real moment? Are the Saints for real game? Kind of like Patriots were.
For real game? You mentioned that the Dallas game in 06 was the holy shit. We're for real game.
Yeah,
because like a couple of days ago, it was the anniversary of the game, and somebody retweeted something, and Mike Carney, because Mike Carney scored 3 touchdowns that game.
Yeah.
So just at some point, it was on Twitter, and it got retweeted. I just remember I tweeted back at him. I was at the game. That was the most fun Saints game I've ever been to in person. Just fun. Like, obviously the NFC title game was what the ending was, but it was very nerve wracking, very intense. That Dallas game was just a party. It was just fun. When you start pouring it on and it's in Dallas and it's our coming out party, and it's just Joker's Wild. It's fucking fun.
All right. Well, I'm glad we could at least end the season on some positive notes there.
Yeah.
Having a little fun going into the playoffs where you can watch the playoffs and enjoy Atlanta losing in 2 weeks. But for now, that's all the show we have for you. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dadgum.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, 2016 season donkeys.
Good night, Houdat Nation.
For all the suckers who still believe in love. This one's for you!